high performing person I used to be. Pieces of my past.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At a joint news conference with Britain's Prime Minister at the White House, President Trump says talks were productive and focused on trade and ending the war in Ukraine. The president says they're moving closer to a peace deal for Ukraine and backs NATO's Article 5, which states an attack on one ally is an attack on all. Trump says he believes that Russia's leader will keep to a deal.
I support it. I don't think we're going to have any reason for it. I think we're going to have a very successful peace, and I think it's going to be a long-lasting peace. And I think it's going to happen hopefully quickly.
Ukraine's leader will be at the White House tomorrow. Federal workers are bracing for more layoffs. The Trump administration cuts already impacting the IRS and the EPA could be next. Police in New Mexico say they're investigating the deaths of actor Gene Hackman and his wife and one of their dogs at their home near Santa Fe. Authorities say both appeared to be dead for some time. This is ABC News. NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams have been at the International Space Station since last June. Their eight-day mission aboard the troubled Boeing Starliner now stretching into the new year. Both are waiting to hitch a ride back to Earth on another space mission. ABC's Gio Benitez spoke to the astronauts about the wait.
This idea that you need to be rescued, that's not how you feel there.
No, I would say that's not how we feel. You know, since we've been here, we've had a way to get home if we really needed to in an emergency.
There's many ways to characterize it. Stranded, I don't think, is one of them because we're on the space station.
Fashion often sets the tone for seasons to come. At Milan's Fashion Week, Prada debuted its runway show with a new take on the little black dress. Calling it a very black moment in world affairs, their version of the black dress, loosely constructed, not body-hugging, reflecting what the fashion icon house called liberating. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
If you've been waiting to hear Macy's winter clearance, now's the time. Get everything you've been eyeing all season long at prices that are worth the wait. How good? Think 40 to 70% off coats, sweaters, boots, and more. Plus, come in and get an extra 20% off all your clearance purchases. That's up to 75% off. So if you've been waiting to treat yourself to something cute and cozy, hurry into Macy's now, because you're not the only one ready to score amazing winter deals. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one feeling. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening clouds tonight, breezy with lows in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, maybe a rain or snow shower, high upper 40s by midday, then falling temps and windy. Cooler for the weekend, 30 to 35 Saturday, 40 to 45 Sunday, still mild for this time of year. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free, from BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. It's 46 right now.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A state health official says Trump administration actions are concerning as bird flu continues to spread around the country. State public health veterinarian Dr. Darlene Conkle said they're concerned that there's been some communication pauses between CDC and state and local partners. Legislation that would require Wisconsin sheriffs seek proof of citizenship from persons in custody for a felony received a hearing at the Capitol on Wednesday. State Senator Julian Bradley, one of the bill's authors, says the aim is to stop the flow of crime and drugs into neighborhoods. And the Natural Resources Board will once again attempt to set state standards on forever chemicals. The board, which advises the Department of Natural Resources, will hold open hearings on PFAS contamination in groundwater. Wisconsin Radio Network.
If you need health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Terrence and Jody when they got married. And Sophia when she had a baby. And Gary when he moved and needed new insurance. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Chances are, with the tricky road conditions caused by snow, sleet, and ice, you could end up getting a dent, ding, or bang on your car this winter. If you do, there's only one name to trust for quality auto repair. That's JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. JKO Auto Body uses factory replacement parts and paint, so you know your vehicle is back to factory specifications and that the repairs will last. JKO works with all insurance companies, too. If your vehicle gets a dent, ding, or bang this winter, get it repaired at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue, West Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand. And the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. The city of Durand has passed a room tax ordinance. The room tax will be set at 8% for all short-term room rentals, including the hotel and any Airbnb rentals in the city. 70% of the room tax must be used to promote tourism, and a tourism commission made up of representatives from the city and the hospitality industry will be formed to determine how that money will be used to promote tourism in Durand. That room tax goes into effect April 1st. A Goodhue County teen is dead after a single vehicle accident Tuesday morning. According to the Goodhue County Sheriff's Department, a vehicle driven by a male teenager was traveling westbound on County Road 9 when he lost control and the vehicle left the roadway and rolled into a farm field. The teen was transported to the hospital but later died from his injuries. Minnesota's Mayo Clinic has been rated the number one hospital by Newsweek in its annual ratings. CEO and president of the hospital, Garancio Figuera, said in a statement, "This is just another tribute to the dedicated staff who consistently delivered unparalleled compassionate care to our patients." According to its methodology, the list, which includes hospitals from 30 nations, ranked hospitals on many metrics. The Minnesota hospital ranked first or second among those metrics. Police in Chippewa Falls are looking into multiple crimes committed in the area. Chief of Police Ryan Douglas said that multiple residents on the east side of town reported their mailboxes had been damaged. Rural Street seems to be the center of all the damage to mailboxes. When police were looking into the crimes, they also found out that many cars had been broken into and items stolen. Douglas says a man is in custody related to the crimes, however, they're still trying to figure out if there are additional suspects. A Wisconsin health official says the Trump administration actions are concerning as bird flu continues to spread across the country. In a Newsmakers interview with Wisconsin Eye, state public health veterinarian Dr. Darlene Conkle said they're concerned that there's been a lack of communication between the CDC and state and local partners. "We are certainly concerned to see that people are being laid off at a time when there's a public health and animal health response needed to the virus. Kunkel said public health veterinarians in the states continue to communicate to try to maintain a national picture of what's going on with the bird flu. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Tires are an essential part of your vehicle. Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service check your tires and replace them if necessary. Adams Super Service features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates. A 62-year-old Alma man is dead. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, deputies responded to a call yesterday of a man that had a tree fall on him near Highway N and Highway T. On arrival, deputies found the man, and he was deceased. The man's name has not been released. There's a new texting scam to be on the lookout for. WRDN Radio received a text message yesterday claiming that the station had an unpaid toll from a January trip that had to be paid for by February 27th and included a link to pay the toll. Now, since there are no toll roads in Wisconsin and no one from the station has traveled to a state with toll roads, this is nothing more than a scam. If you receive a text like this, do not click on the link, delete the message, and block that phone number. A Wisconsin city treasurer has been arrested and is accused of stealing almost $300,000 from a Monroe County town. Investigators say Kelly Schlusner, the town of Adrian treasurer, has allegedly been stealing money from the township's account since 2022. She was arrested and is at the Monroe County Jail. An investigation is ongoing. She'll have a bond hearing this afternoon. Next school year, the elementary public schools in Winona will have a different feel. Goodview Elementary will become a kindergarten center only. The other two elementary schools in the district will be first through fourth graders. Depending on where you live in Winona, it will be based on where your child will go to school. All students that went to Goodview will move to Jefferson Elementary. Winona Superintendent Brad Bernitsky said changes to attendance are the main reason behind the new system. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has proposed to increase fees for hunting and fishing licenses. In his new budget proposal, most of the licenses would go up by $10 to $20. This would include small game, deer, fishing, and wild turkey licenses. Fees have not increased since 2005. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport, Mondovi.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Applications for the 2026 DNR Stamp Contest are now open. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says local artists can apply for the wild turkey, pheasant, and waterfall stamp designs. Winning artworks will appear on stamps next year. Hunters are required to buy the stamps in order to harvest each game bird legally. Entries must be sent to the DNR by August 1st. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Things are just better when you switch to Cricut. The sun shines a little brighter. Happy music starts randomly playing. Best of all, you can get iPhone 13 for just $29.99. With the ultra-bright Super Retina display and up to 19 hours of video playback, all on Cricut's super fast 5G network. See? Isn't that better? Smile. You're on Cricut.
Requires new account and port in on $60 plan. First service charge taxed with sale. $25 activation fee. Terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. See store for details.
Jackson Hewitt wants you to save money on tax prep. We're saving money by having our intern rap in this commercial.
Don't stress. Jackson Hewitt's got expert tax prep, $149 or less. Yo, some tax guys lie about price. What? They got hidden fees. That ain't nice.
Ain't nice.
Don't ignore MC Kevin's rhyme. Because this deal's for a limited time. $149.
For tax prep that's $149 or less, hurry into Jackson Hewitt today.
No cap.
Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/140.
Kosovar handles CODA changes. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. Brought to you by eBay. eBay. Things people love.
NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at NASCAR.com/fanrewards.
You're not going to want to miss tonight's county fair. I'm going
to
be...
We are your window to your community.
Did you see the last 5 minutes of that football game last night?
Oh, man, I saw the whole thing.
And a lifeline to keep you safe when danger is near.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can. This is one of the biggest storms.
We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
NASCAR Cup Series sophomore Carson Hocevar is running both the Cup and Xfinity Series clashes at Circuit of the Americas this weekend, making the effort due to recent changes at the Texas venue, including a shorter track configuration, new Goodyear tires, and new asphalt on the now 2.4-mile surface.
Doing the race is almost a secondary, right? It's practicing and qualifying before practicing and qualifying for the Cup car that I think is really important for me, of getting laps, because everybody gets into the rhythm and gets going in the race when you're around other cars. But when you're practicing qualifying, you're intentionally going alone, and you got to be on the limit.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
NFL teams informed today the 2025 salary cap has been set at a record $279.2 million per team. I'm Bill Scott with sports. That's an increase of $23.8 million per team over last year. Last year's cap, $255.4 million. Former Badger safety Hunter Waller grew up in Muskego. He'll have the chance to hear his name called when Green Bay hosts the three-day draft in late April. At the scouting combine in Indianapolis today, Waller was asked what he's trying to get across to NFL scouts and general managers.
Intelligent, a good understanding of the game and an ability to communicate. I'm the same person every single day. Like, I'm going to show up, I'm going to give you my everything. And just an aggressiveness and an aggressive nature and a joy to be on that field every single day.
Waller projected as a fifth or sixth round pick. NBA tonight, the Bucks are home. They'll host the Denver Nuggets at Fiserv Forum. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A look at the individual state wrestling tournament set for this weekend in Madison. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse and Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. The WIAA Individual Wrestling State Tournament will be held this weekend, with 560 boys athletes and 192 girls athletes competing in one of the crown jewels of the prep sports calendar. Taking place at the Kohl Center in Madison from Thursday through Saturday, more than 340 different programs are represented by this year's qualifiers. There are 14 defending champions in the boys' side returning this year, including a pair of wrestlers looking to join Elite Company as four-time state champs. In D2, Danny Heiser of Evansville is the top seed in the 157-pound bracket and has three previous titles under his belt. Koji Campbell from Kenosha St. Joseph is looking for his fourth championship as well, seated first in the 126-pound bracket of Division III, where he is currently undefeated. Only 29 previous wrestlers have captured four state titles. There are 17 boys' state qualifiers that are undefeated heading to Madison, along with three undefeated girls' wrestlers. One of those girls' athletes is New London senior Haley Krieger, who is 46-0 this year and looking to become the first female athlete to win four state titles. A reminder that this is one of the busiest weeks of the prep sports calendar, with girls' basketball and regional play, gymnastics and hockey sectionals, state wrestling, plus the last week of the boys' hoops regular season. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. Every pro angler out there has their confidence baits. These are the ones that they tie on, and they know that they are going to catch fish without a doubt. And I'll tell you why these baits work for them and why they should work for you. But first,
ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the OnX Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. OnX Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download OnX Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
If you look at Dave Gens as he goes out onto the ice, he might have four rods, and three of them are rigged with dropkick jigs. If you look at what Chris Kuduk has tied onto his ice fishing rods, you'll see they're quarter-ounce jigging spoons, three or four different colors, but he has a pocket full of waxworms, a pocket full of maggots, and a bucket full of minnows. He tips them with everything. Look at Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Gary Roach. He goes out on the ice, he's got tied on a Northland Flat Flyer, a Gill Getter jig. And these are their confidence baits. They know that these baits are going to produce fish because they know what kind of action to put on that lure. They know exactly what bait to use. They know exactly what to do to get those baits to trigger a positive reaction. So changing lures every 5 minutes might not be the ticket. Maybe what you need to do is try different jigging routines. Try different bait on that lure. And know that that particular lure that you have tied on is absolutely going to catch fish. Once you gain confidence in a lure, you're going to be using it all the time. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening clouds tonight and breezy with lows in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, maybe a rain or snow shower, high upper 40s by midday, then falling temps and windy. Cooler for the weekend, 30 to 35 Saturday, 40 to 45 Sunday, still mild for this time of year. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free, from BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. It's 46 right now.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Markets today, we're going to talk a little bit more about this, playing off the headlines, shall we say. We knew that there was a lot of information coming back and forth in regards to tariff talks. We're going to dive a little bit more into that. The Ag Outlook Forum continues. This was day one. A lot of data and information has been passed around on that. And the drought monitor came out today. Unfortunately, a little bit more brownish color being added to the Western Corn Belt. We've got that and a whole lot more to unpack today as Mike Zuzulo joins us. Mike is with Global Commodity Analytics. And, you know, Mike, I can say that you and I kind of been talking about this for a while when it comes to don't play off of the headlines, kind of keep your information flowing, because I think today and yesterday was a perfect catch-22 situation that all of us ended up in, wondering which way we were going.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. This is one of those times in our marketing lives that we've talked about, also not along the same lines of what you're talking about with this historic volatility and price action and extreme market action that we're probably going to have to go through, that maybe a lot of the younger generation has not had to go through. We also, I think, in that same vein, and we've talked about this before, Susan, is that I think we're very similar to where we were from the mid-1960s to the early 1990s in terms of price action and inflation and geopolitics. And I've actually heard several other people in the grain trade, like heads of elevators, talk about that. I heard the Kansas City Fed president at the Agricultural Outlook Forum today talk about that when it came to inflation and how it is comparable in terms of maybe how we'll have to deal with it, like the 1970s and 80s, that he himself thought it would be mitigated more than it is now. And he actually talked about bringing crude oil and food prices back into the CPI and the inflation data, that we, instead of, you know, pulling them out and making a core number. And that's drilling down into the weeds a little bit, but I think it really goes to the heart of what you and I discussed a lot over the last few months, and trying not to overcomplicate what the market signals are and what the fundamentals look like. And the biggest thing that stood out to me today in light of the tariff news and price action, and then the Agricultural Outlook Forum supply demand tables for grains, was the Mercantile Exchange, in my opinion, is much more nervous about Mexico and Canada tariffs than they are about China tariffs. And I'm in the exact opposite camp, that I think China is much more likely to play hardball, whereas Canada and Mexico are much more likely to try and get together and work together with the United States. I think they've already tried when it comes to the border and the fentanyl. And so I think that's one thing, that the tariff side of the equation, I disagree with the trade price action. The other thing I kind of disagree with is what the USDA did in the new crop supply demand tables for soybeans. They increased the crush by 65 million bushels, even amidst the declining hog population, even amidst this HPAI that we don't know the end to at this point. They still increased the crush by 65 million bushels. They also increased the exports by 40 million bushels. And so they literally added 105 million bushels onto those two demand sides. And I just don't see that type of increase in 25, 26 soybeans. And so, not to overcomplicate these market signals, I'm right where I have been, in that whatever you get in terms of rallies and soybeans, for whatever reason, if the wheat and the corn aren't supporting that, and not to mention not leading that, I think those are those soybeans are pricing, telling us and suggesting us to get hedges in place right here, right now, given what the wheat and the corn did as we close out the month tomorrow.
You know, it's hard to believe we are closing out and headed into the month of March, which, you know, looking at the scale of things, and you talked about Mexico and Canada and their workings going on. I mean, we know how extremely dry it is in parts of Mexico. They need the grain to be able to feed the livestock that they have. So you don't want to cut off your nose to spite your face, per se, when you need the stuff to be able to feed people.
No, and I think, you know, skipping over the U.S. carryover issue, USDA came out this morning with a 320 million bushel carryover for this upcoming season, a $10 average price. Skipping over the idea that I think it's probably going to be more like 375 to 380 million bushels because of the demand not being there, I think we have to realize that Brazil's harvest is right upon us, and they are looking at a record production number in soybeans. And we have to remember the world stocks are at a record by about 10 million tons, higher than what they were back in 2018, the last time we got up this high. But we're nearly 125 million metric tons in ending stocks, and our U.S. price at the Gulf of Mexico is almost $410 a ton, while the Brazilian price is about $385, $390 a ton. And then you introduce an additional situation where if the tariffs really do go into play, what does that do to the Brazilian currency against the U.S. dollar? Does that shoot the dollar up like it happened to do on Thursday at the expense of Brazil's currency, Mexico's currencies, China's currencies? These are things that I think really do open up the downside in the soybeans, whereas with the corn and wheat, that's where the drought monitor comes into play. We're at a 56% drought monitor right now in corn, and we were at 31% a year ago at this time. You know, we're 25% more in drought than we were a year ago at this time, and kind of the same mindset in the wheat, and yet we're pulling premium dramatically out of the wheat and the corn because of these tariff fears. And I think that's really something to hold on to and think about and keep in your mind as we get these news flashes and this erratic trade ramp up here.
Very well put. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on with this drought monitor and why we need to kind of keep an eye on it, even though I know you guys are saying, Susan, it's not even the 1st of March yet. But we're going to talk about why it's something we have to keep in focus. We'll also talk more about this Ag Outlook Forum and the more information that continues to be passed out to us and the new lows that were set in the wheat. A lot of interesting factors still yet to look at. And don't forget, we had green on the screen for the cattle. It's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. When you visit us online at primerealtymidwest.com, you'll find properties all across Wisconsin, and you can contact us with questions. Have a property to sell? Listing with Prime Realty means that you're working with the area's number one home seller. Like Prime Realty guys on Facebook or visit us at primerealtymidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Our conversation is still underway with Mike Zuzulo. Mike is with Global Commodity Analytics. And, you know, Mike, during the commercial break, I brought up to you that we are going to be, and I say where I live in Butler County, Nebraska, a red flag warning starting mid-morning tomorrow through the evening. And it's not just us. There's a lot of areas in the eastern half of Nebraska that are being put into this because of wind gusts, because of relatively low humidity, and more importantly, how darn dry it is, which brings up what we were talking about on the first half, looking at this drought monitor and really needing to keep abreast of what this monitor says and where we see it moving forward.
I had a conversation this morning with a colleague of ours down by Garden City, Kansas, on a weekly radio program, and we talked about the wheat coming out of dormancy, and he said, what about this corn market? Why aren't we acting like we're in a drought right now? And why is it the market more nervous? And I said simply, because the wheat market is not worried about a drought. And we've got a big enough wheat belt problem in the northern hemisphere between the United States all the way across I-70 in both hard red and soft red country, and all the way across the ocean into the Black Sea of Russia and Ukraine, Susan. They're worse off than we are right now when you look at soil moisture profiles. But the trade is not looking at that right now. And I think that's really the heart and soul of what could come in out of seemingly nowhere and change the whole dynamic in this market. And I really do think it's the wheat market, and it's our leader to the upside. And it's getting into, by going back down to the major support of the 545 area today in soft red, going back negative for the 2025 year, we are getting into undervalued levels again, and we're pulling weather and risk premium out at this stage, in my opinion. And I will just remind, you know, the listener, kind of like what we talked about in soybeans, on a world scale, the world wheat stocks to use ratios are literally the lowest since 2014. And one of Russia's biggest consultancies, ICAR, came out on Thursday before the opening and said they are cutting the wheat export forecast by 500,000 tons to 42.5 million versus the record amount that Russia did last year of 53 million tons. So I've heard these arguments that the Ukraine-Russia peace initiative may go through, and that will open up the spigot on wheat and crude oil and corn. I just don't see the supplies of the wheat there to make much of a difference if the spigot or the gates do open, quite honestly. And so I'm really in a situation where if we can't get the wheat to rally, I don't think the corn and the soybeans will really want to rally either, because the wheat market is where the weather market really should start, especially with us breaking dormancy very early potentially versus normal. And this really works into the feeder cattle and works into the stocker cattle in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, because those are the lightweight calves that will either be taken off as feeders because you don't have anything to graze them on, or you will keep them because you have plenty to graze them on. So this works into a multifaceted situation.
So the Ag Outlook Forum is underway tomorrow, day number two. As you look at over the information from both grain and a livestock perspective, what are you thinking?
I think the trade has done a very good job of understanding the acreage base. And so there were no surprises with the 94 corn and 84 beans. And we've done a good job of buying back our short beans and selling out of our long corn. And I think that was the heart and soul of Thursday's trade. I would not be surprised to see a little bit more of that on Friday if the wheat doesn't recover. But at some point, I think that spread unwinding will end. And at that point, that's when the soybeans really have to look themselves in the mirror and say, do we really justify a new crop price of 1045, 1050 when the corn is back down to 460, 461 on the close on Thursday? As far as the livestock numbers, everything that I've seen so far looks almost identical to what we've been looking at over the last 30 days. And so it still looks like we have a very ample supply of cattle. The packers understand that. They're fighting the cash bids out there because the feeder cattle prices have helped support the fat cattle. But I wonder if that's not coming to an end, kind of alluding to what I was talking about a minute ago, and just the net seasonal for the feeders as well. I noticed that March feeders got up to 277 and a quarter today. That contract high in March is 279.83. I'm really on the hunt because that feeder corn spread is back on track. I'm really on the hunt for like a double top type look in the feeder cattle contracts that I can hedge into.
So as we wrap this up, what is the one thing we need to be thinking about marketing-wise heading into tomorrow's trade and the start of a new month?
I think your basis is going to be a major player. I was looking at Grand Island and Geneva before we got on the air together, and we're at 25 under on spot corn, new crop corn in Grand Island, 65 under for soybeans for new crop. Spot Geneva price, 40 under corn, 83 under in beans. If we're going to have a drought, I think you really want to talk to someone that understands the risk management pretty well.
All right. Real quick, best way to get a hold of you, Mike?
GlobalComResearch.com, GlobalCom with two M's, research.com. 2-week free trial, sign up there on the website.
And that's the Channel Final Bell being brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chenfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chenfit Smith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chenfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chenfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Bridgestone, premium technology embedded in every tractor tire. Lenders across America's heartland are growing more concerned about the future of the ag economy. That's according to the latest data from Creighton University's Rural Main Street Index. The survey of Midwest Bank CEOs declined again in January, and I'll have the details after this.
The needs of your farm are evolving, and so is our lineup. To help you get the most from your tractors, Firestone Ag is now adding premium Bridgestone Ag tractor tires to its expanding portfolio. Bridgestone tires are designed with the latest tread technology and advanced rubber formulation, driving greater wear resistance, durability, and ride comfort for any terrain or road condition. Bridgestone Ag tires include three options to bring unmatched performance and productivity across all your hardworking tractors. First up, the VX tractor tire sets a new standard for long-lasting wear, delivering 45% more wear life than its leading competitor. Next, the VT tractor tire is your ultimate partner for productivity and soil health. With a patented lug design plus VF deflection technologies, the VT tire allows you to work faster and more efficiently. Lastly, the VXR tire extends premium performance to tractors in the lower horsepower range. Now available across the U.S. and Canada. Learn more about Bridgestone Ag tires and our complete portfolio at FirestoneAg.com or from your local certified Firestone Ag dealer.
The Rural Main Street Index, or RMI, put together by Creighton University, measures economic conditions in rural areas across 10 Midwestern states, and it fell to 38 in February, down from 42.3 in January. This marks the 17th time in the last 18 months that the index has remained below the growth-neutral threshold of 50. Dr. Ernie Goss, Creighton University's economics professor, attributes this decline to several factors, including struggling commodity prices and recent tariff announcements. He notes that while grain prices have seen slight improvements, they are still not at levels conducive to strong profitability. A bright spot, however, was the livestock sector, with nearly 71% of surveyed bankers expecting positive cash flow for ranchers in 2025. Now, the optimism is tempered by concerns in the grain-producing sector, where only 54.2% of bank CEOs forecast that grain farmers will break even this year. The survey also highlights apprehensions regarding recent tariff actions, with only 9% of bankers anticipating positive outcomes from tariffs on products from Canada and Mexico. Given that Mexico accounts for nearly 50% of the Midwest agricultural exports, potential retaliatory measures could significantly impact the rural economy. Additional challenges include the ongoing highly pathogenic avian influenza affecting poultry in Iowa and other parts of the Midwest, which has dampened economic confidence. The confidence index from the RMI, reflecting expectations for the next 6 months, dropped to 40 in February from 42.3 in January. Farm equipment sales also continue to struggle, with February's index at 18.2, a slight increase from January's 17.4, yet still indicative of weak demand. With interest rates still higher than the 10-year average and farm margins tight to negative, few lenders expect to see sales improve in the short term. I'll have more from the Rural Main Street Index when we return.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Well, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
The most recent downturn in Creighton University's Rural Main Street Index underscores the persistent challenges confronting the Midwest's rural economy. Farmers going forward will confront volatile commodity prices and trade uncertainties, and lenders are closely monitoring these developments as they navigate the complex landscape of today's ag industry. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Bridgestone Ag Tires. Premium technology embedded into every tractor tire. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
At 24/7 at West Wisconsin Telecom, we're building smart communities with fiber optic technology. For over 70 years, we've provided friendly, effective service to both residential and business customers. Keep your home secure with smart monitoring and enjoy seamless streaming with Select TV. 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom can boost your business with reliable network solutions to keep your team connected and productive. Discover the power of dedicated local service. Experience the speed of fiber internet and visit WWT.net today.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening clouds tonight, breezy with lows in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, maybe a rain or snow shower, high upper 40s by midday, then falling temps and windy. Cooler for the weekend, 30 to 35 Saturday, 40 to 45 Sunday, still mild for this time of year. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free, from BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 47 degrees.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Going out of my mind these days, like I'm walking around in a haze. I can't think straight, I can't concentrate, and I need a shave. I go to work and I look tired. The boss man says, son, you're gonna get fired. This ain't your style. And behind my coffee cup, I just smile. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you. Nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. Cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful mess I'm in. This morning put salt in my coffee. I put my shoes on the wrong feet. I'm losing my mind, I swear. It might be the death of me, but I don't care. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you. There's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. Cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful mess I'm in. Is it your eyes? Is it your smile? All I know is that you're driving me wild. What a beautiful
side right left in. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. 'Cause I can't get enough, can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you, there's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. 'Cause I can't get enough, can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful, what a beautiful mess I'm in.
So upset, nervous wreck, can't believe you said goodbye. Sitting smoke, cry and joke about these tears in my eyes. How could you do what you've gone and done to me? I wouldn't treat a dog the way you treated me, but that's what I get. I've come to expect it from you. A million times, a million lines, and I bought them every one. You don't care, you rip and tear every dream I've counted on. I guess that I should thank my unlucky stars that I'm alive and you're the way you are. But that's what I get, come to expect it from you. Raise hell, but what the hell, it wouldn't do a bit of good. Pack and leave, my heart agrees, it seems to think that I should. There won't be no more next time doing me wrong. You'll come back this time to find out that I'm gone. But that's what you get, you should expect that from me. That's what I get, I've come to expect it from you.
Go Durand the Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDA.
How'd you know to wear your hair like that? How'd you know to turn up song. How'd you know a little tore up jeans was gonna tear me up and turn me on? Hey, girl, it's like you know me too good, but you barely know me at all. Yellow way it's going tonight, you probably know I'm ready to fall. Cause baby, you a little mind, baby, you a little mind reader. Yeah, that's what you are. You play it off a little shy, but baby, you're a heart stealer. And right here in this heart, I can do that smile, what's gonna melt me down. Like you know those lips are what I'm needing right now. And girl, when you lay them on mine, yeah, it's like you're reading my mind. Like you got a crystal ball, like you got a little gypsy side. It's like you knew that sweet perfume that you got on was gonna get me high. Well, how'd you know what I'm thinking right now? How'd you know what I was about to say? How'd you know to whisper it in my ear? Let's take this party back to my place. Baby, you're a little mind, baby, you're a little mind reader. Yeah, that's what you are. Down. Like you know those lips are what I'm needing right now. And girl, when you lay them on mine, yeah, it's like you're reading my mind. Yeah, that's what you are. It's like you knew just when to lean on in and take my hand like you had it all planned. And girl, you got me figured out. Yeah, that's what you are. You play it off a little shy, but baby, you're a heart stealer. And right here in this car, it's like you knew that smile was gonna melt me down. Like you know those lips are what I'm needing right now. And girl, when you lay them on mine, yeah, it's like you're reading my mind.
Let it me over her coffee cup. She said, where you been? So I thought real hard and said, I fell asleep in that hammock in the yard. She said, you don't know it, boy, but you just blew it. And I said, well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story. Oh, that's my story. Well, I ain't got a witness and I can't prove it, but that's my story and I'm sticking to it. I got that deer in the headlight look. She read my face like the cover of a book and said, don't expect me to believe all that static, cause just the last week I threw that hammock in the attic. My skin got so thin you could see right through it, and I stuttered, well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story.
That's my story.
Whoa, that's my story.
That's my story.
Yeah, I ain't got a witness and I can't prove it, but that's my story and I'm sticking to it. You know, the time comes when a wise man knows the best thing that he can do is just look her in the eye and beg for mercy and face the bitter truth. Well, honey, me and the boys played cards all night. There wasn't no hanky-panky, not a woman in sight. I know I should have called, and baby, I'm real sorry. Let's get a cellular phone, and then you won't have to worry. You know, know how much I love you, darling. I'm ready to prove it. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. That's my story. You approve it. Well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I love a first cast when the water's glass and the line starts to run. Well, that first sip of a cold beer when the working week's done. I love a twilight in the morning before the day wakes up. Well, the window's down on a first ride in a paid-up truck. And I love a slow down in a beach town with an ocean view. And I love a first fall Saturday trip down to Baton Rouge. And I love a six-string with stars out on the campfire glow. Girl, that don't even come close to the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. That look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. And I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40 view on our going down, that's what my world spins around. Well, I finally get it now, and they say, you know, you know. And yeah, girl, you had me from that first hello. And the only thing better is heaven above. But until I get there, I'll never get enough of the way that